What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
There once was a stock that put to sea. The name of the stock was GME. The price blew up and the shorts dipped down. Hold my bully boys, hold.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when Ryan Cohen joined the board. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take his shares and hold.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
Before the news had hit the market, Wall Street bets came up and bought it. With diamond hands, they knew they'd profit if they could only hold.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
No deals were cut, no shorts were squeezed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the artist's creed. He took the risk to hold.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
For 40 days or even more, the stock went up, then down once more. All gains were lost, it was looking poor, but still those traders did hold.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The short's not squeezed and the gain's not won. The Tendy Man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all.
Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
Patriot Power Hour, February 4th, 2021. This has been the Breaker of Banksters with my co-host Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How are you doing there, sir?
Great. We're going to do a special tonight with an extra overtime quarter. And we're going to kick this off tonight, Ben, with the Wall Street Bets Vocab Quiz Show. And we just played for you a song called The Tendy Man. It's hilarious. It popped up last week based upon the keen pre-analysis my co-host, the Breaker Banksters, did on our last episode a Patriot Power Hour, talking about the GME short squeeze. So tonight, Ben, I got something special for you.
Okay.
We're going to do a vocab quiz. You're the contestant. Let's see how many you can get. Follow along at home, and you'll learn the entire vocabulary and really understand what that subculture was that pulled off that event that we're going to talk about in detail later in the show. Are you ready for the vocab Wall Street Bets vocab quiz, Mr. Cochran?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right. 10 seconds or less. We're going to start it off easy. Follow along at home. You can learn all about this Starting off easy, what is a hedge fund?
They play the players. They don't play the fundamentals. They play the players. So they're the assassins of the stock market. Think of it that way.
Good answer. It's a private equity firm that was developed to hedge on equities and earn their clients lots of money. Those are the hedge funds. Number two, dollar sign, GME. What's that mean when you see it in social media?
Well, GameStop, GME, of course, the one of the stocks that was used for the short squeeze. Dollar GME? I guess that just means go up to the moon, get those dollars, fiat currency.
Incorrect. Dollar sign GME is the stock ticker. Okay. It's like a hashtag. So if you use that in online, that's the ticker. All right, you're one for one. Number three, what is the short? 10 seconds or less.
You borrow the stock or security at the current price, hoping in the future that price will be lower. At that time, you will buy the stock or security and return it for a profit.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Number two. You got two. You're two and one. Number four. What is a short squeeze?
Short squeeze. When it's almost like a tactic, almost like a war doctrine, financial war doctrine, where a group attacks a particular stock or security that has too many people betting that it'll go down. This causes the price to go up, and those people on the wrong side of the trade lose money.
And forced to buy the stock themselves to cover.
Correct. Which raises the price even
you
further.
Correct, you are too. Okay. Good answer.
I'm trying.
We're going to have to add up our score later because I'm just going to bear down. You're ahead, though. Number five, what's a put? What are puts?
A put is it executes if a price falls below a certain level. It's an option. It's an option.
It's part of the option.
And the strike price goes below a certain level, it executes. What's that?
Put options are the mechanism that causes a short.
Right. That's what you use to put a short into place is a put option.
What is a call?
It's the opposite. It's like a buy. So if it hits the stock price, your option executes and you receive the stock.
What is margin?
Margin is using leverage. In this whole GameStop short squeeze margin. Folks use that to leverage and amplify their gains, but that also amplifies your losses.
It's debt, right?
Yes. Another word.
It's using debt
pretty much
to make puts and calls. All right. Number eight, Reddit. What is Reddit?
Reddit is one of the, I'm not going to say the first message board out there, but one of the first message boards that really got famous even before social media, and you know some folks use it for all types of purposes, video games to Wall Street bets and everything in between.
Very good. Who are the Reddit Raiders? Real quick answer.
The Reddit Raiders are a group of folks on Reddit who decided to attack GME and a couple other stocks to try to bust a few hedge funds by costing them billions of dollars.
GME so far, correct. Number 10, what's Wall Street Bets? WSB, Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets is a subreddit on the site Reddit where, well, now there are millions and millions of people that have signed up for it. It's sort of a sign of the rebellion, but also where they share ideas and kind of this GameStop short got popularity.
You got it correct, and you said it's a subreddit. That's exactly what it is. Number 11, we're going to get into some of the vernacular, the subculture terminology. What's a stonk?
It's kind of like a badonkadonk, but for a stock.
It's a stonk. Stonk is stock on Wall Street Bets subreddit.
Exactly. It's kind of the slang for stock.
Yeah, we're into the slang. What is a tendy? we listened to the Tendy Man. So if you listen to this, the music at the beginning, listen to that song again. Listen to that little sea shanty again. You're going to understand it after you get through this with us. What's a Tendy?
This is actually a guess on my end, but I believe a Tendy means you make a tenfold on your investment.
Good guess. And if your good guess is as good as mine, I've seen that it could possibly be making gains not in the hundies, but the Tendies. Or it stands for chicken tenders. And that's what all the people of the demographic on Wall Street bets, not all, but most, they're raised looking at really wanting some chicken tenders.
Okay.
Tendies.
So this, all right.
Tendies. Tendy man comes. Number 13, bananas. On Wall Street bet subreddit now, all this language is being used. What's a banana?
I got no idea. I'm going to have to pass on this one.
I think it's a tendy. It's just your profits. Tendies, okay. Bananas.
Like you're getting bananas, you're getting your bread, you're getting your cheddar, you're getting bananas. The monkeys are getting bananas.
We'll get to the monkeys in a minute. Rockets, number 14.
To the moon. I mean, that goes hand in hand with essentially these folks in the subreddit, Wall Street Bets, wanted GameStop to go to the moon, worth 50 or 100 times more than its real value, and by doing so, it would totally crush hedge funds. So a rocket is how you go to the moon.
Got it. Number 15 is moon. So a rocket is the stock going up. The moon is the destination. And all of these, bananas, rockets, and moon, are what? You got to come back and answer that. Like, what actually are you seeing on the subreddit with these things?
Additional question? What am I seeing with them?
It's a combined question. They're emojis. They're not written.
Right. Understood. They're emojis. Exactly.
There's more emojis coming up. But okay. If you see bananas, rockets, moon, right? You're seeing a sentence being formed in this subreddit.
Right.
It's hilarious. What does TLDR stand for?
Too long, didn't read.
Key acronym and major aspect of the humor on this site. It is a very dark humor, but it's hilarious. Number 17, Diamond Hands.
Diamond Hands. I feel I'm going to put my interpretation under this is, you know, when you have a hand in poker. Do you have a strong hand, a weak hand? Are you going to hold on to your portfolio? Are you going to fold very easily? You have diamond hands. That means you'll never fold. You're going to hold GameStop until the end.
Because diamonds are the hardest substance known to man.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of diamond hands?
Paper hands.
Number 18.
Right?
Right.
Paper hands.
They're paper.
So we're not making
they
this
burn.
Stuff up,
they,
folks.
They
this is the real. We're trying to help you guys understand this whole Reddit phenomenon, Wall Street bets, and all that stuff.
And that is, those are both emojis in combination. You do the paper, like a roll of toilet paper, and the hand symbol, or you do the diamond hand symbol. So this sentence of banana, rocket, moon, diamond hands is a sentence that says, you'll get there, you'll get your tendies, you'll get your bananas, you get your profit if you ride the stock to the moon.
Okay.
Keep diamond hands.
I get it.
DD. Do you know what DD stands for on Wall Street Bet subreddit?
DD. I do not. I don't think so.
All right. That's due diligence. And there
due
are
diligence.
People posting actual due diligence. They call it DD. Because everything else, and this, we'll use some explicit language tonight, folks. So heads up. DD is the opposite of shit posting. Everything else is just ridiculous shit posting with a lot of emojis. Number 20, apes.
Vernacular for undeveloped humans, or really just humans, that maybe also a reference looking at ourselves kind of with like, hey, we're not really much more than monkeys. We think we're awesome, but we're really just a bunch of apes.
It's an incredible self-depreciating aspect of all the users. They call themselves apes, right? And they reference memes. These are the meme stocks, right? So let's do that. What's a meme? Tell us what a meme is in this context, Ben.
Oh, my gosh. A meme is just everything you see on the internet that involves a GIF or a short video or a picture that's funny or proves a point. Lots of time it has text on it. I mean, everybody really knows what a meme is, I think. But these folks in Reddit, you know, I'm not going to say Reddit invented the meme by any means, but Reddit is definitely where a lot of memes come from.
All right, so the meme out of Planet of the Apes that brought us to the term Ape Strong Together, what's that mean?
Well, if you watched Planet of the Apes, essentially, who was it? Caesar, right? He was trying to bring all the apes together to work together. And I think it was like a sign language. He told everybody, like, the apes, if we work together, we're all strong together. Like, ooh. Apes strong together.
That's what this is.
So we don't have to be smart. We don't need to be smart. We could be stupid apes, and we can still overthrow Wall Street. Is sort of the way.
Major theme of this subculture you just encapsulated. Okay, what's a stronk?
Oh, I don't know. I thought stronk and stonk were the same. I don't know.
They are. It's the same as stonk. But when you were doing it in ape language, which they mimic caveman language and put sentences together with many emojis, including the gorilla symbol and the strong arms symbol for ape strong, they type those two emojis and then together, you get them speaking about strong rather than stonk.
Okay, understood.
Okay, now if you are an adherent to ableism and can't, you know, understand why people would speak this way or have family members who are developmentally delayed or friends or family, you got to take the rest of this terminology we're about to get to in context, and because it gets pretty harsh language. Next up, smooth brains. What's a smooth brain?
My guess is I've read or I've heard that if you have more folds in your brain, you have more intelligence or more neurons or something like that. So if you have a smooth brain, that means you're probably dumb.
Calling each other smooth brains or talking about the smoothness of each other's brains on Wall Street bets is part of the subculture. Good answer. 24, autist.
This one was really, I guess, believe I know what it is, but I'm not sure exactly why they say it. I mean, it's like, I know they refer to themselves as autists, and it has to do with autistic, almost like they consider themselves, they know that they're crazy in a way, or just, they know they're socially awkward, but they like embrace it and they try to work together, like, but from their mom's basement or something. Does that make sense?
They embrace it. Yes. It refers to autistic, being autistic, calling each other autistic, talking about their autism and how it caused them to invest hundreds of dollars into GME to watch it drop 500% in a week. That's the autist creed. It's actually in the Tendy Man song. Next one up, retard.
Like you said, we are not making light of this. This truly is an exposition of what they call it, say all the time. I mean, I don't really, besides just calling them each other that, I don't like know why else they would say
it's an audit.
Yeah.
It's an audit. It's a smooth brain.
It's pretty much, in my opinion, a bunch of kids that grew up on the internet like me, but now they're like 30, but they act like they're still 12 on the internet, and so they say a lot of stupid stuff like this too.
That's right. Yep. And bonus question, what's an anagram for retard?
Anagram. Dratter. Dratter?
No. No. Traitor.
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 Okay. I tried to go backwards. So
last week, last week in more than a few cents was the traitors versus the retards.
Okay.
Number 26, crayon eaters.
Crayon eaters. You know, I never ate a crayon, but I remember my little brother did when he was a little kid. And his diaper was different colors, I swear to God. So this means like, it's a, definitely a derogatory term for someone who probably, you know, someone who trusts the system or trusts the banking system. They're a crayon eater because they have about that much intelligence.
I know your brother. He's not a crayon eater in this context in the least.
He was like 3 years old.
But it is a term that they use just like retard, autist, smooth brain, ape to describe themselves.
They're describing themselves as this, which is, it is kind of, it is weird. I mean, but this has made news everywhere. So this is actually is truly worth studying. Anyway, go ahead. We got a couple more.
Wife's boyfriend. Next one up. Number 27, wife's boyfriend. What's that about on Wall Street Pets?
My guess is how almost like they are cuckolding themselves. Is that correct?
Correct. Oh. Although when they do see big time bananas and tendies from their diamond hands and they post games, they will, you know, frequently they'll say, I just got my wife's boyfriend, and they'll take a picture of something awesome that they just bought. So that, you know, it's circular. They're referring to themselves, but there's a whole aspect to it of being cuckolds because they're, well, why? Because they're apes and retards. Okay. Next up, suits.
What is it?
Suits.
Suits, like a suit that you wear?
Correct.
That definitely refers to the guys on Wall Street or any executives or C-suite or really just the man in general.
And hedge fund guys.
And hedge fund guys, and this specifically, correct, definitely.
Number 29, boomer.
Boomer. Anyone over the age of 42?
Me. Right.
To them, it is, at least.
Anybody over the age of me, really. Anybody into their 40s is a boomer, which is grossly unfair to my generation. X, we're not boomers in the least. We've been dealing with those people longer than the rest of y'all. But it is a common term on Wall Street bets for conventional thinking, thinking to invest rationally in the long term. Right. Everything the 401k culture stands for is boomer. Okay. All right. Number 30, Melvin. Who's Melvin?
Melvin Capital is one of the funds, hedge funds, that was caught in this short squeeze and essentially went bankrupt and had to be bailed out by some of their cronies on Wall Street.
Apes strong together. And Melvin found out, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Number 31, Flare. What's a Flare in Reddit?
Have you ever seen Office Space? You have to wear Flare. It's kind of like a little pin, like little pins or little decorations you put on your uniform. And on Reddit, you could be awarded Flare for posting good comments or by the community to kind of gain reputation and act like you're really cool with the rest of the apes.
Which is really what this is about. It's much more about that than the money. What's YOLO? In the Wall Street Bets vernacular, not generally, what is YOLO, YOLO?
So you only live once, and I think for them it's more, you know, specifically, I'm probably going to be poor and everything's going to collapse anyway, so I might as well bet everything on this GameStop. And even if I lose, hopefully I destroy everything, and who cares? You only live once anyway.
Correct. And in this case, that you post the screenshot of the stock buy you just made, and you tag it or you put Flare on it, YOLO.
Okay.
Here's another one. What's the opposite? Really, what's the final destination of YOLO? Tell us about Lost Porn, Ben.
Lost Porn is actually, I enjoy that on CNBC when the markets are crashing and you watch everyone panic and freak out, and it's kind of like, you know, kind of like Doom porn, but it's Lost porn. You could also, on the other hand, in Reddit for GameStop, I could see Lost porn referring to people coming in and trying to talk about the downsides and trying to be all gloom and doom, and the Redditors say, no, we don't want your Lost porn. We got diamond hands, apes strong together.
There you go. And who is DFV, Deep Fucking Value, the name of a member of Wall Street Bets, DFV?
We may actually cover an article with him later on. I don't know if we're having enough time, but he's potentially getting blamed now for this, and they may even try to do insider trading or some type of action against him. But long story short, one of the ringleaders of this whole Wall Street Bets GameStop movement. At one point, he was up more than $50 million, I believe, like turned like $80,000 into $50 million. And he's been the leader, but he's also may become the scapegoat, or I don't know. We'll find out. But he's definitely like the face of the operation, I guess.
Correct. It's Keith Gill, a fellow in Massachusetts, day trader, led this, saw that the price for GME he could throw a large amount of money at, and at certain times was holding gains that you speak of. He had those bananas, but the lost porn that this guy has posted, last one I saw was an account off of a mobile phone, an account that was down $14 million in one day. Has to be one of the nearly biggest lost porn posts that it on Wall Street Bet. And that's, to him, what it's about with a lot of these apes. Just when you lose it, you brag about it.
It's kind of a sick society. We'll analyze this a little bit more in the future. I know we got a couple more words.
Well, in a nutshell, what do you call the GME Reddit revolution? The Reddit rebellion. GME Reddit rebellion. In 10 words or less, what was that?
Slightly improved Occupy Wall Street. Still a failure.
At least they put their money where their mouths are, right?
Right.
Finally, a three-part question. You get it right no matter what. Pick one of three. What kind of investing would you call this? Kamikaze investing, spite investing, or fill in the blank, your choice. You're a winner, Ben.
Oh,
investing.
Man. Spite investing. I think that's a good one. It's not necessarily kamikaze because they're hoping, some of them are still hoping to get gains. So it's not necessarily suicide, but they understand it could be, and it's mostly out of spite. So that's a good one. I think that's a good one.
You answered all but a few. Congratulations. You're a winner. Why don't you hit the outro music and sum it all up for us?
All right, folks. Well, Wall Street Bets, it's been, 9 days? And I talked about it in passing at the end of last show about 9 days ago. It's kind of gone to the peak and fallen since then. Hit a peak of $500 per share when just a few months ago it was about $10. So the people that were on the wrong side of that, the hedge funds, ate billions and billions of dollars. However, it's over now. That stock dropped from 500, now it's down to about 50 bucks. So those diamond hands still folded. But they're moving on to other targets potentially. We'll talk about that and a lot more. We got the news blitz, so stick with us.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee, Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We're back and we are ready for the news blitz. This first Patriot Power Hour of February 2021. Let's hit it. FutureDanger.com. Follow along. Start in the leftmost column. Amazon plans to install AI surveillance cameras in delivery vans. Google deletes nearly 100,000 negative reviews of Robinhood, which, by the way, was what was used for this whole GameStop situation, is Robinhood. We'll have to talk about that a little bit. White House press secretary gloats over Trump Twitter ban. Facebook reverses censorship decision on COVID drug that the previous president promoted. This is actually the highest, or tied for the highest, out of more than 50 articles, the most pressing or the most serious. California congresswoman says Republicans should be labeled as terrorists. I'm sure you've heard that by now, but if not, you need to go read it. Democrats introduce a bill that massively expands mail-in voting. And Maricopa County, the Maricopa County Board refuses to turn over election equipment for Arizona Senate audit. A founder of a prominent anti-Trump group has sexually harassed over 20 young men, including a 14-year-old. And viewer discretion advised, it actually is literally disgusting. There's a photo of Jeffrey Epstein cuddling a sleeping young girl on his jet. Just, ugh, gross. Illinois teachers told to adopt progressive ideology or be fired. FBI lawyer who forged an email in the Carter Page FISA process has been sentenced to probation. See his mug there. Let's move on. Second column, generally focus on geopolitics and security. U.S. intelligence officials say the Chinese government is collecting American DNA. Meanwhile, Chinese biowarfare campaign said that they've discovered more than 2,000 new viruses. Chinese military tested COVID-19 vaccine in December of 2019. Interesting. Before there was even a case on U.S. soil, Chinese military was testing the vaccine. DHS suggests nearly everyone who is dissatisfied with the status quo, well, you might be a potential terrorist. A Trump supporter was flagged by AI facial recognition at an airport, got interrogated by DHS FBI. Seeing a lot of stress in the near the Taiwan Strait. We've been covering that pretty much weekly here on Patriot Power Hour. But since our last show, Chinese bombers simulated an attack on the newly arriving USS Roosevelt super carrier near Taiwan. And actually, Taiwan's, in an unusual admission, said that U.S. aircraft entered their air defense zone simultaneously with Chinese fighters. So you got American fighters, Chinese fighters, both in Taiwanese defense zone at the same time. And starting to heat up a little here. But is it just show or is it real? Well, we can try to cover that a little bit more in the show. Meanwhile, though, the Strategic Command Chief nuclear war with China or Russia is a real possibility. All these are low level, but worth watching. Now, I talked about the California congresswoman who said that Republicans should be called terrorists and how that was tied as the most severe or, shall I say, dangerous potential article. Well, the other one on that list that's just as severe, the highest level on future danger, SolarWinds. We've talked about this hack on PPH in the past. Suspected Chinese hackers used SolarWinds bug to spy on the Department of Agriculture payroll agency. And let me tell you what, for everything that they know a hacker got into, that hacker probably got into five other agencies. Let's just say that. Let's move on. Third column, economic. Dow Jones still damn near all-time high. Real estate market nearly all-time high. Pretty much everything nearing all-time highs or at all-time highs. Now looking into Robinhood, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but Robinhood, who halted and severely restricted trading in GameStop and a few other short squeeze targets, well, they've raised $3.4 billion in funds and new investments since last Thursday. So we're going to get into Robinhood. I got to talk more about Robinhood, but let's keep on moving. The U.S. Mint warns that if it can't meet surging demand for silver and gold, it may have to end production or maybe shortages, at least at these price levels. Unemployment, we're still seeing nearly 800,000 new jobless claims. All but three states see higher over the year unemployment. That makes sense with COVID, of course. And moving on to the fourth column, CDC vaccine adverse event reporting system states that 329 deaths and more than 9,500 other injuries are official. So the CDC's official site lists 329 deaths and 9,500 other injuries from the COVID vaccine. No conspiracy there, and that's what they list, the CDC. Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, 72% effective, according to this study, offers weaker protection against these new strains, though. The new mutant strains, that's what they're always talking about. But you still got to get the vaccine, of course. The WHO warns against administering coronavirus vaccine to pregnant women. So that's at least they're saying that. Germany claims that the AstraZeneca vaccine is only 8% effective in people over 65. That's quite low. And proof, although this is pretty well known, I think, but maybe not, but there is some proof here. Go check it out for yourself. That aborted fetal tissue, aborted babies used in vaccines. Not a conspiracy either. January saw the most COVID-19 American deaths and hospitalizations of any month. So we were at peak COVID just a month ago, even compared to when it first came out, you know, last March or April, at least according to these numbers. And scientists warn COVID is reducing fertility. You know, they talk about the deaths, they talk about the ICUs, but there's many, many other knockoff effects. And one thing that I keep seeing pop up is fertility. So, man, a lot of articles. Let me bring Future Dan on and see if he's got a couple he wants to hit on before we go to break. Future Dan, what do you think about the news blitz? What do you want to hit on? We only got 30 minutes left in this power hour, and we got to go to a break pretty soon. But what's really on the front of your mind right now? Oh, looks like we lost him. I think maybe we'll get him back on. From a remote location.
Yeah, I'm here. Something happened. Right. When you threw it to me, my the powers that be shut my phone off.
I believe it. I believe you did not just slip and hang up on accident. It was the government.
Well, I don't know. Let's try to get back on schedule. Punch the music, Ben. I'll give you my feeling. My feeling.
Go
is
for it. You got about 30 seconds.
We're a tinderbox, and we're akin to the Hindenburg on final approach, and everybody's calm, just watching the blimp.
Everyone's just calm, watching the. That's a great analogy, really. Looking at the Hindenburg, oh wow, you know, just everyone's kind of amazed, a little bit deer eyes, but a lot of people aren't even paying attention. We'll talk a lot more about it on when we get back here, guys. Patriot Power Hour. Stay tuned and check out our sponsors. And, of course, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. PrepperBroadcasting.com.
I want to tell you about the most affordable and effective preparedness purchase that you can make in 2021. Fire Edge is a fully customizable vehicular preparedness system. It can hold magazines, firearms, IFACs, tourniquets, pepper spray, flashlights, anything you need at arm's length. It fits snug in the door pocket of any vehicle. Oh, and how about all that for $20? Visit FireEdge.org today and use the promo code 2021, and you will get yours for $20.21, the ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Visit FireEdge.org and use promo code 2021.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
I see the bad moon horizon. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour. It is February 4th, 2021. We're on the second half. Ben the Breaker of Banksters with my co-host, Future Dan. You know, we started the show with a little song we found on Reddit. We finished up with, of course, the news blitz. And I wanted to, before we forgot, finish the conversation of this GameStop short squeeze. What exactly happened and really how it got cut off at the knees. And this is the most important part of everything. Yes, this Reddit subculture is very interesting. The how rigged the market is and how the fact that more shares were borrowed in order to short the GameStop stock than actual stocks that existed. That type of financial shenanigans, that's what enabled this. That's all huge, but really what brought it to a head, I think, and is going to change the minds of thousands, if not millions of people in the long run, is what happened with Robinhood. Now, Robinhood is an app where you can get commission-free stock trades, and you can buy other assets as well. And that's where a lot of this Reddit army, this Reddit rebellion, Reddit raiders, Wall Street bets, whatever you want to call them, a lot of them were using Robinhood, and a lot of them admitted to using the stimulus checks as the primary source of funding. So they were using the government's funds against the hedge funds, which I'm all about, by the way. Now, I did not participate too much. I didn't like buy any of this, but I understand where they're coming from. I give them a thumbs up for effort. But anyway, Robinhood, guess what they did? They limited the amount of stock you could purchase. So when this was jumping from $5, $10 a share, up to $100, $200, $300, $500. Guess what? I think it was last Thursday morning. I forgot the exact day, but it was right before market trading. Robinhood announced you can only buy one share now. No longer can you buy 2 shares or 10 shares or 5,000 shares of GameStop to participate in this kind of rebellion. No, you are limited to one share. And many other brokerages did this as well. And that neutered this movement right there. And, you know,
13 class action lawsuits. And by the way, it was completely disabled on GME for last Thursday. It was the one stock purchase limit that was the next day. And it wasn't just on margin. It was at all. But you could always sell your position.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You could sell it just in hold. You just can't buy.
And basically, behind the scenes, the plumbing of the entire financial system, there's a firm behind it all that's a clearinghouse. And it essentially went to parties that were involved with Robinhood and said, no way, we're not going to let Robinhood go that far out on bets, on gambling with its users, because if this goes too far, that system, the entire system, could spring a leak or crack.
And this is, I think I'm glad you set this up perfectly. What they try to say is they're trying to protect the customers and the people from jumping on this bandwagon and getting burned and losing it all. But in reality, it's so that the system doesn't crack and fall apart.
And the fatalistic autists on Wall Street Bets knew it and absolutely kept pushing it as far as it could go.
They did. It was incredible. Billions and billions of dollars. So these, you know, of course there are some big players, and I believe some, you know, hedge funds and some others jumped on board eventually and piled millions, if not billions, more into it. But there was tens of millions of dollars raised, you know, $50 at a time on these Reddit boards that really started it. And it worked. It cut deep. And it didn't break the banksters, but it forced the banksters to use a card that they didn't want to use in public, and they had to save their ass. And now, you know, it saved them. Maybe they escaped the battle, but that's going to hurt them down the line. I mean, that pissed off a lot of people, woke up a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, and another aspect of this, perhaps you can explain for us, Ben, is Citadel. What is that hedge fund? How is it related to Melvin? What is Front Running Trades? And what was Robinhood's profit model since they didn't charge their users any commission?
You're a genius. So, Citadel is one of the major backers of Robinhood, but also a major fund in of itself and a clearinghouse in of itself. Also employs one Ben Bernanke, former head of the Federal Reserve. So this
Your
is one
friend.
Of the biggest one. My VIP, my VIB, very important bankster, Ben Bernanke, is at Citadel. You talk about revolving door. You know, this is the ultimate revolving door. Unless you're talking about Janet Yellen, who went from Federal Reserve to being paid hundreds of thousands by Citadel to give speeches, and then going to become our Treasury Secretary. So maybe she wins. She even beats Bernanke on this. She hit Treasury Secretary and Fed Chair. Anyway, before I get myself into a tizzy, Citadel is just, you know, one of the anchors of Wall Street, and really is, you talk about front running. How does Robinhood make money? What it did essentially is crowdsourced data and information from the people. So it was zero commission, but they would take the data, whatever people wanted to buy, and before they would actually execute those trades, with milliseconds before, with their high frequency trading, they were able to position themselves to make money. So essentially, they took your order and then placed an order in front of you to buy it cheaper, and then you put your order in and the price went up, and then they probably sold theirs and they made that little profit.
But in the case of the massive short squeeze, how might Citadel, backing up Melvin, have benefited from this what do they call it? It's the forward for order flow. It's the order flow is the term. They knew the order flow. How do you think they patched this all up last Thursday, Friday, Monday with their front run?
Well, speculation I've seen is that Robinhood didn't actually have the shares that it was allowing its users to buy. So people were buying shares in Robinhood of GME, and Robinhood acknowledged the purchase, but actually was floating that in the prayer that the price would go down and then they could cover at a lower price, you know? But it ran away, kind of like a nuclear power plant just gets away from you. And before they knew it, the momentum was so high and it went viral and it was all over Reddit. And in one day, like 400,000 people literally joined, or like, I don't know the exact number, but it was more than 100,000 joined Wall Street Bets. And they were in deep doo-doo, probably didn't have what they needed to satisfy regulatory requirements. That's kind of conspiratorial. I don't have evidence of that. Well, I don't have proof of that. I have evidence, but not conclusive proof. Anyway, there's that. Plus, just
but there's
the fact
a lot of
people would have to these funds would have to start selling to cover their other losses, and that might cause a cascading effect. Really, is the point, I guess.
But there was a lot of retards on Wall Street Bet who did not that understood this and did not care.
Exactly,
they just kept buying and holding.
Exactly, and a lot of them, I read a lot of the comments, knew that they wouldn't get their money back and didn't care. And that doesn't make sense unless you think of it in a different way besides just, hey, how do I make money? If you're thinking of spiteful investing or kamikaze investing or just banding together with other apes and wrecking stuff.
A really popular meme on Wall Street Bets is the expression from Dark Knight when the Joker burned a mountain of cash in front of a cartel that he was taking over and told the soon-to-be-executed cartel leader that it's not about the money, it's about sending a message. And that's what that was last week.
Yep. And some people got caught in the crossfire or maybe got greedy and thought they could make a lot of money real quick, and now they're down 80% in 3 trading days. But a lot of folks got in, made money, and got out, or like you said, maybe they put in $200-$300 and they never expected to get it back, but they just wanted to watch the world burn. And not even the world, more like Wall Street.
The guy who runs Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, put in $770,000 because he observed this, was so pissed off by what Robinhood, Citadel, the system did, that he threw that money in Monday, but came out, I think, at the end of maybe by Tuesday, down $770,000.
Yeah. I mean, the question now is, was this a one-hit wonder, or will they be able to orchestrate something like this again? You know,
as soon as you see $1,400 stimulus checks showing up in these people's accounts, and as soon as you see something published that says 130% of the stock is nakedly shorted,
yeah,
why wouldn't that happen?
Well, maybe the banksters learned their lesson. Maybe for a couple weeks, I don't know. But look, folks, we're going to a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to cover a couple more articles, maybe a little bit more of this Wall Street Bets, but we've got so much other to talk about. We're running out of time. We'll make our way for Gunmetal Armory as well on this Double Barrel Thursday. Go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check out all the different shows, the advertisers, and, of course, if you haven't yet, join the continuity.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Future Danger patriotpowerhour.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Final segment, Patriot Power Hour, February 4th, 2021. It's Thursday. Of course, though, we're usually live on Tuesdays. Had a technical issue a couple days ago, but said, you know what? Not going to let that stop us. Too much going on for us to miss a week. So we are here, but we will be back live again next Tuesday, the 9th of February, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, as always, check out the archive. And real quick, want to pass it on. I forgot we actually had a very important segment, and I need to just shut up because I've been talking too much. And pass it along to future Dan, because you got some real important stuff to talk about right now.
Yeah, Ben. The people demand the federal government protect and adhere to the Bill of Rights. What should people do when they see their Bill of Rights being dissolved? Ask your representatives today. Marching orders. Here's the Patriot Power Hour answer. The right to revolution is cited in the third sentence of the Declaration of Independence. Quote, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, meaning life, liberty, and property, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government. The Declaration was a last-ditch effort of an oppressed people, Ben. The litany of grievances in the Declaration was an effort to establish that the people met their burden to exercise the natural law right to revolution. With the end of the revolution, Americans did not renounce the right to revolution. Today, most state constitutions have similar provisions of the right to revolution as a declaration. For example, New Hampshire has the most specific language. Whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. Pennsylvania Constitution uses the word abolish, and all power is inherent in the people to do so. Constitution of Maryland says that the government of right originates from the people, is founded in compact only, instituted solely for the good of the whole, and that the people at all times have the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their form of government. The Constitution of Virginia says, whenever any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, the majority of the community hath an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it. North Carolina copied New Hampshire in all essence and echoes the words that arbitrary power and oppression is absurd and cannot stand. Kentucky Constitution, all power is inherent in the people, inalienable and indefeasible right to alter it. Tennessee, all power is inherent in the people, indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish. Constitution of Texas, all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government, and subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government. So it has to be a Republican form of government, i.e. our federal constitution form of government in Texas. But other than that, you can take it back. Other state constitutions have similar language. Whenever the public good may require it, Iowa, Nevada, North Dakota. whenever the public welfare may require it, Utah. Whenever the people deem it necessary, Colorado, Ohio. When the people's safety and happiness require it, Maine. When the people's safety, prosperity, and happiness require it, Massachusetts. In such a manner as they seem deemed proper, Kentucky, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Wyoming. In such a manner as they may deem expedient, Maryland and Texas. In such a manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal, West Virginia. Rhode Island limits it to an explicit and authentic act of the whole people. West Virginia vests it not in the people, but the majority of the community. Two states leave the right to revolution unlimited and unqualified, Indiana and South Carolina. Only Colorado extends the right to alter or abolish to its own state constitution. All other states speak only of altering or abolishing, quote, government or the form of government in general. Every state with a constitutional clause defining the right to alter or abolish without exception declares the right inalienable. Here's the bottom line, Ben. A revolutionary government established by the people is itself subject to further revolt should the new government fail to uphold its end of the bargain. Despite what is written in many state constitutions, the right to revolution need not be written in a clause or confined to the specific language expressing it. The right to revolution is illegal outside of the legal construct. It cannot be permanently amended, repealed, or limited by any legal process. That's the Patriot Power Hour answer to what the people should demand if the federal government fails to protect and adhere to the Bill of Rights.
Great stuff right there. I mean, that's all she wrote. And that type of sentiment is exactly what pisses off the banksters, New World Order, globalists, whatever you want to call them, even just tyrants in general, even your local tyrant, that, you know, your local governor, or your local mayor, or your local city council. They hate to hear that. They say, no, you do not have the right to overthrow government. But that's the American way. Very interesting. That was actually really, I will actually say, inspiring because of just how many ways they phrase it. There's so many ways to phrase it, but it all comes out the same way. If you infringe on liberty, happiness, safety, then we have the God-given right, the unalienable. You cannot place a lien upon this right because it does not come from man to revolution. That makes us radicals, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, just like the founders, just like all true American patriots since then, you got to understand it. And the Second Amendment is the mechanism. Second Amendment is the insurance policy for the right to revolution. The founders didn't go beyond the Declaration of Independence and put this in the federal constitution because none of them thought it was necessary. Think of their circumstances. They just revolted against the King of England for independence. It's obvious. And that, I think, satisfies the question, what should you do? Let elected representatives know that some things, when they go too far, get to this place, and we reserve the right.
And it all comes down to the exact phrasing. One of them that you wrote or that you read right there had the best phrasing. But essentially it's after all courses of redress or after pretty much after a good faith effort, you know, after you try, after you use that First Amendment to petition for reform, your free speech, once they take that away, once they take away your ability to protest, once they take that away or just squelch you so much, shadow banning, can anyone say that? Once they do that, and then once they come for your personal property, life, and liberty, that's what the Second Amendment's for, to back that up. But that means you got to do your homework. You got to try your hardest in all different ways, financially, culturally, every way possible, politically, to do the right thing, have your grievances heard and try to work the process. But at some point, it doesn't work anymore. There's too much fraud. There's too much corruption built in. And what is that point? Well, it's nebulous. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about there. But that's what it all comes down to. And it seems all the states are quite in agreement.
Yeah, it's 35 out of 50 states have this language by some reports that I've found. I didn't go to every single one and read them. So there are states that are silent entirely on this. You notice I didn't say anything about New York in there or Illinois or California. But, you know, I think we made our point. You want to wrap us up with just taking a step back in the big picture? What was the last week since last episode of Patriot Power Hour to you? And where do you think we might be a week from now? Or maybe just tell us a little bit about silver. I don't know.
Oh, man, there's so much. We only got a couple minutes. I wanted to really quickly talk about what Dave Jones said today on the Daily Audio Cash. He was talking about the debt counter. And he was saying, this is so apropos to right now. You don't want to be the last one holding cash. You don't want to be the last one holding the dollar. He was actually hoping we would talk about that and kind of the national debt and when is the right time to spend your dollar savings and get the final preps you can, or, you know, all that different stuff. And I think there's such a parallel to GameStop right here in many ways, but I guess at the most basic level is you don't want to be the last person holding GameStop either. Because as you saw at the top, it drops quick. The dollar will be strong and strong and strong until one night it's not.
Did some other group of apes get some bananas by taking the U.S. dollar greenback to the moon for several decades, and now it's about to all come down, and being the last one holding the dollar pretty much equals being the guy who's holding GME by close tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the problem. And going back to what Dave Jones said, well, we're going to take everyone down with us. Well, that's the plan. They want us to take everybody down. You know, if the dollar goes down, everyone goes down. That's definitely true. But that's not a good thing when everyone loses. And really, China will totally operate with the national emergency. They'll just tell their people, their 1.3 billion brainwashed slaves, we are at war with the West. The financial collapse has begun. You must work. You know, you will not get paid. Do so or you will die. And they will do it. What do you think the average American will do? Probably not. So China, if everything collapses into shithole, China will be the de facto winner because they already have conquered their civilization. It's kind of how I look at it.
Silver, 26.47 officially tonight. Can't find anywhere to buy 10-ounce bars like I did last week before that happened at the same price. And how's Bitcoin doing? It's still at its high 30,000 prices despite everything that happened with Wall Street bets. What do you see next week by this time, Ben?
Hard to say, but yeah, we saw a big jump in silver. Some people thought they're going to pile into silver next because that's at a short position. Kind of worked, kind of didn't. Here's the thing. GameStop, that was just a few billion dollars. As we've talked about, the Federal Reserve has pumped trillions upon trillions upon trillions of debt and quantitative easing. So while the apes can corner maybe some small hedge fund and with this one trap, being able to take out silver and all the other manipulation, especially with the Federal Reserve, they say don't fight the Fed. And that was before they had 0% interest rates and unlimited printing. So at your own risk. Yeah. However, it's not about the money. It's about the message, right?
Can I finish with a World War II scenario comparison?
Yep, the music's going. We've got about 30 seconds. Take us out.
Yeah, so last week they compared going after silver, this is Wall Street Bets, as equivalent to doing an airborne operation on Tokyo in 1942. It just wouldn't work. You'd lose. For a little while last week, it looked like Guadalcanal. The Marines were fighting it out, trying to hold on to the islands. But today, it looks more like that was Wake Island, and the good guys got pushed off. It's only the beginning of the campaign. When we make it to Tokyo, who knows? And if there's any winners when we get there, is it just devastation? Great show, Ben.
Great stuff, guys. Stay tuned for the other barrel of Double Barrel Thursday, Gunmetal Armory. And we will be back next Tuesday. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Go check it out. Bookmark it. Hit up the sponsors. See you guys next week.